33 degrees right now on WEOL.
It is 8:42. November is Alzheimer's Awareness Month. It's also the time of the year when families get together and you maybe haven't seen people for a while. Older folks maybe going through something that you have to discuss with your children, perhaps. And there's a new book called When My Grammy Forgets, I Remember, A Child's Perspective on Dementia. And we have its author with us, Toby Habercorn. Good morning, Toby.
Good morning, Bruce.
You're a Cleveland girl, I understand.
Yes, I am. Go Buckeyes.
Well, better than saying go Browns, I guess.
Yeah, right now.
You know where things are at these days. Also an author putting together this book. What made you to kind of pick this topic for a children's book?
Well, my mother's experience with dementia ultimately inspired me to write this book. For years after she died, I couldn't revisit that very painful period in my life. And her ordeal continued to haunt me. I wondered how other families coped with this devastating disease. So after speaking with families who were confronting this dreadful disease, I discovered that much like my own family, parents and grandparents were unsure how to discuss Alzheimer's or the other dementias with their children.
And this book obviously opens the doors towards that, a very colorful book, one of these books where you could read it over and over again for your child, as children's books often are. And it kind of starts out very simple. It says, I love my Grammy. Grammy smells like roses and always give me kisses. She asks me about my school day and listens to what I have to say. My Grammy hugs me tight. And it goes on through different scenarios like that to a point where sometimes Grammy forgets certain things. So it kind of takes the child, I guess, through the process that they're living through.
Yeah, yes. This is a non-threatening, very simple book in which we see a highly competent grandmother who picks up her grandchild from school, who is involved in her projects, spends time with her granddaughter, a very active grandmother. But when the grandmother is afflicted with dementia, the granddaughter's relationship with her grandmother changes.
And of course,
whereas her grandmother once was energetic and capable, the granddaughter now helps her. She remembers the grandmother as she had been and loves her for who she's become. I believe the granddaughter realizes that even unspoken love is still love.
Now, with a book like this, Toby, where does sort of the inspiration, I know you sort of reflected on that, but to write a children's book, why the decision to write a children's book and not do some research and put out, a book with a bunch of facts? Why gear it towards children?
Well, what I discovered is there aren't very many books out for children.
Mm-hmm.
And with the aging population, more and more people have dementia. I think there's over 5 million today who have dementia. I think parents are unsure how to discuss this topic with their children, and they don't realize how children are observant and notice when a grandparent's behavior changes. A child may say, My grandmother is sick now. Will I catch it? Will my parents catch it? My grandmother no longer lives in her home. Will we have to leave our home too? My grandmother is different now. Does she still love me? So I think children are very observant, and they worry when they see these changes. And as we all know, dementia affects the entire family, especially the children. And I believe this was an underserved population. And I think that when you give your children information that is age appropriate and allow them to become compassionate for a loved one who has dementia, they can also become a comfort to that person.
You do talk about how the fact where the grandmother changes, and even in the book, the illustrator for this put together some nice illustrations that kind of reflect that. In the front of the half of the book, the grandmother, as you say, very energetic, smiling, interacting with her friends. As it goes on, her expression kind of sort of becomes rather plain, doesn't show the emotion as much, but yet the child still interacts with the grandma, and I guess it's almost giving the child the license to continue on, even though they may feel different about it. This shows a young girl in the book who's experiencing that.
Yes, children in many ways are much more accepting. I think it's very hard for the adult child to accept a parent who has dementia. Children, I can give you an example. Someone recently told me that when her grandmother had dementia, she was probably, 8 years old, and she saw her grandmother coloring in a coloring book. And she said to her grandmother, she said, "Oh, Grandma, you're doing such a good job." So she was able to live in the moment with her grandmother, although this activity was an activity that earlier no one would have associated with her grandmother.
You talk about living in the moment, and I think I've talked to folks with Alzheimer's and people, the society, and as well as those who experience it, and they kind of do talk about that. You kind of have to, when you wake up that day, you don't know what person's going to greet you as far as that's concerned, but you have to understand sort of living in that moment is probably the best way to get through it.
I think so. Because the person who has dementia didn't ask for it. It is a disease that at this moment is incurable. I think when you live in the moment, there is less frustration for both. And children are able to do that. They're much more flexible than adults, and they're also quite loving.
Toby, you mentioned this is a book for children, obviously, but you had just pointed out that sometimes adult children have a little bit of a harder time dealing with their parents, maybe suffering from Alzheimer's or dementia. Do you hope that this book sort of opens up the conversation for the adult kids as well?
Yes, I have gotten some responses from adults, which really, I guess, in some ways surprised me. First, some teachers have told me that they've read the book to the class, and when I asked, "Did you know if any of the children had a family member with dementia?" they said, "No, we didn't ask." So I said, "Why did you read it?" And they said, "Because the book emphasizes kindness and compassion, regardless of what the disease is." And then some other readers have come to me and said, "This is a good book to read when there is some question whether there is dementia in a loved one." In other words, denial. Because the book is very clear-cut with a healthy grandmother and a not-so-healthy grandmother, you can see the symptoms and the activities or lack of activities that a person with dementia has, so that one has to confront reality. An adult child has to confront the reality of possibly a parent having dementia.
You kind of put in what is sometimes the telltale sign, which they've referenced, the keys in the sugar bowl, or in this case, the keys in the refrigerator, some really odd sort of, you know, misplacements that occur, which some people just think, oh, maybe they just forgot. But obviously in here, it kind of enlightens people as that's probably, you know, not exclusively, but it's one of those things that they can reflect on and realize there may be something going on. You mentioned when you before that you kind of you went through this as well. Writing this book, did this become a little bit of, a little cathartic for you in a sense, just being able to kind of put it down and put it into a book form and sometimes sort of set it free, let it go out there into the world?
I wish there wasn't a need for this type of a book. I wish the disease was cured. But yes, the book came to me not effortless because it went through, as simple as it is, it went through at least 20 revisions. But nevertheless, it was a book from the heart.
Again, the book is called When My Grammy Forgets, I Remember, A Child's Perspective on Dementia, written by Toby Habercorn, our guest this morning. People want to pick up this book. I guess they can pretty much everywhere, and I guess it has this somewhat of a stamp of approval from the Alzheimer's Association as well, too.
Yes, it is listed on the National Alzheimer's Association and National Institutes of Health's book list for children. But the book can be purchased through Amazon.
Toby, thanks for sharing the story with us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you for allowing me to do this.
It is 8:52 at AM 930 WEOL.